The focus of the Pesach Seder is the parent-child relationship. The center stage mitzvah is Vehigadato Levincha, to relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to one's child, and with it to communicate the entirety of our precious Mesorah. Concurrent with this mitzvah, we have another parent-child relationship at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is on the divine level. Hashem is our Father. Because, of course, Hashem declares at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'ni B'chor Yisrael, the Jewish people are my firstborn, i.e. cherished, special son. And therefore he continues, Moshe, you should tell Paro, let my son go, let my B'char go, and if you don't, I will take out your son. In this climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in this final plague, in this final Makkah, Hashem is showing himself to be a loving father, the caring redeemer of the Jewish people in an almost visceral sense here, by saying, don't you dare lay a finger on my child. If you do so, I will take out your child. As we can imagine, a human protector, a human parent, saying in protection of their child. So here we have two parallel parent-child bonds. The human parent-child bond, as we each draw children near at the Seder, and Hashem declaring his loving parenthood of the Jewish people at the same time, the night of the Seder, in commemoration of that night of Mitzrayim, when Hashem protected us at Makas Bechoros. And the confluence of these two is suggestive. I would posit that our ability to relate to Hashem as a loving father, Hashem who of course can't be touched, felt, we cannot deal with Hashem in a sensory way. So the best we have is our human equivalent, parents, that by accessing the power of our relationship to our own parents, which was hopefully a loving one, hopefully with minimal baggage, in turn we have a way to relate to Hashem as Avinu Shebashamayim, and this we do at the Seder, as parents and children engage in organic dialogue, V'igadta Levincha, in turn we intuit Hashem's love for us, Hashem's care redeeming us, as he said on this night, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. A magnificent clue to this suggestion, linking the V'igadta Levincha, really pointing higher in terms of Hashem as the Father, can be found in the text of the Haggadah. Because while the Maggid section of the Haggadah begins with the child asking his human parents, Manashtana, at the end of the Maggid, we have the Jewish people questioning and probing, in a sense, Hashem, Hashem's mitzvos. We ask Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Zusha, Anu Ochlam al Shema. What is this mitzvah about? We have a question about Hashem's mitzvahs. And for answers, we turn to Hashem's Torah, Hashem's word, in a sense, to answer us, just as the father answers his child at the Seder. This sentiment that the Pesach Matzah Zusha Anu Ochlam al Shema is, in a sense, asking Hashem the Manashtana, jumps out on us, when we hear the echo of the same word, Ma, Pesach Zusha Anu Ochlam al Shema, Matzah Zusha Anu Ochlam al Shema, Marzah Anu Ochlam al Shema, that same term, Ma, which appeared in the Manashtana, and which in turn can be found in the Torah regarding the son who asks his father, Maha Avod Hazos Lachem. This echo, this reverberation, to me suggests we are engaging with Hashem as a loving father, much as we engage our human father around the Seder table. The pattern expands and becomes even more powerful and compelling when we introduce yet another reference. And that is the very onset of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, which is the Bris Ben Habsarim in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem first asserts there'll be a Yetzias Mitzrayim story. Well, how does that Bris Ben Habsarim saga begin? It begins with Avram Avinu asking a question of the divine. He asks Hashem, how do I know that my children will inherit the land? And listen to his words. Bama Eida Shari Ereshena. How do I know that I will inherit the land through my children? Notice that he uses this word ma. Bama Eida Shari Shena. The coincidence is too great that here we have that term ma laden with all of its symbolism, with the entire evocative nature of parents and children at the Seder. Here, applied in directing a question to the divine at the very onset of the Yetzias Mitzrayim saga, Bris Ben Habsarim. And as we said, in turn, we do the very same thing at the end of the Maggid, Pesach, Matzah, Marzu, Shanu, Ochlam, Al Shema. Indeed, this phrase Ma, which keeps popping up both in the Seder dialogue between parents and children, and in turn between the Jewish people and Hashem and Avraham Avinu and Hashem. This reverberating echo of Ma is no coincidence. We are dealing with Hashem at Yetzias Mitzrayim as the loving father. The loving father who one can direct a question to. Because, of course, it is fundamental to the nature of parent-child bond that one can question their parents. Unlike other authority figures who simply say, do as I say, and frankly, keep your mouth shut. I don't want to hear from you. Just get the task done. A parent's not like that, you see. A parent does not dictate to their child by fiat, take out the garbage, brush your teeth. Because you want your child to do more than take out the garbage and brush their teeth. You want your child to understand why that is an important value. You want your child to understand ideals such as hygiene, cleanliness, or whatever you're being mechanech them in. So to simply tell them to do the task at hand without allowing them to understand the why is really to miss the point. Simply as a choke, as a rule, dad said take out the garbage, mom said brush your teeth. Well, if the child's not getting what that's all about, they are not getting what they need in their chinuch. The same thing is true about Hashem. In the Torah, He doesn't just tell us what to do. He wants us to understand. He's trying to teach us values. This is the very premise of Talmud Torah, where we seek to understand and we try to tease meaning out of the text. This is a Torah from our loving Father. The notion of understanding and probing and asking questions is one of a loving Father. In this vein, you will notice beyond Pesach, every day of the year, in Shmona Esrei, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, return us Father to your Torah. V'karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, return us King to your Avoda. Unlike Avoda, worship, which is linked to Malkeinu, because one is Oved a king, when it comes to Torah, the reference is Avinu, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. Because the premise of Torah is that we're not simply doing acts, we're trying to understand. This is a parent-child relationship. The parent is trying to imbue their child with a value. And that is why questions and answers at the Seder are so precious, both between human father and son, and in turn what it suggests about our relationship to Hashem. A final thought which I'll suggest in this regard. Appreciating the power of Q&A, questions and answers between parents and children at the Seder, and ultimately between the Jewish people and Avinu, our Father Hashem at the Seder, we can access an ever deeper understanding of Zman Cheruseinu, what makes Pesach so powerful, a celebration of freedom. Because as slaves, the Jewish people had only known the type of authority figure who dictates by fiat, do this, do that, and certainly by implication, don't ask any questions. Do, don't think, act on autopilot as a robot. I am not here to cultivate you, to foster something in you. I am here as a tyrannical pyro to get my agenda through. That is one model of authority figure. Parents are a very different type of authority figure. Yes, they are authority figures, and as parents, we dare not surrender that position and that mantle of authority. But we're authority figures who are here to cultivate and foster our child, the person who is here with us. And that's why we want to hear their questions. We want to hear what's on their mind. The entire mandate at the Seder, stimulate your child to ask questions. The father is supposed to make changes and deviations from the protocol. Sarach lasa shinuyim kadei she yishal haben manashtana. We want to stimulate the child and to hear their voice, because our role as an authority figure is to cultivate them, to be mechanich them. This is not only true of a human parent, but in turn of the image and the perspective we have of who Hashem, the ultimate authority figure, is. Hashem is an authority figure. He's not only loving, but he is here for us. Everything that he commands in us, all the mitzvahs, everything that he insists is here, not simply for our good, not simply for our interests, but to bring out each of us as his child, recognizing each of our own independent needs and how the mitzvah will bring out this neshama's independent needs and the other neshama's personality and own distinct, unique needs, just as any human parent would do. So here we have a very different notion of authority figure. Parents, and in turn, Hashem as a loving parent. What a powerful perspective of Zman Cheruseinu here, in turning the whole notion of a superior on its head. May we all be zocha, may we all merit as parents to exude this loving image of authority figure. May we all in turn relate to Hashem, our Father in heaven, as that loving, cultivating being.